Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Well, I think the one thing everybody's noticed or is wondering is how is the arm feeling, and how you feeling as you get ready to get back into practice going into this Houston game?
Yeah, it's feeling better. Again, just taking it day by day and, go out and practice and get ready for these guys.
What was the decision like, to go back in and try to, again, help your team, after that happened in the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I just felt that I was, I could go out there and still try to do it. As the game kind of progressed, I realized that, I wasn't really the best option for the team, and Blaine was, and I thought Blaine did a good job coming in, without kind of a week of preparation and did his best.
On those run pass option plays, how do you learn to better protect yourself after the ball is gone?
Yeah, that's something different for me, I guess. In college and, even kind of earlier in my career, you talk about carrying out your fake all the time, but now I think, just with how these guys are playing it now, we've got to figure out a way to kind of combat that and just try to figure out a way to make sure that, I'm not putting myself in a harmful way.
From a distance watching, it looked pretty smooth. How did it go with Matt LaFleur upstairs calling the plays and the communication process that goes into it?
I thought it went great. He did a great job of making adjustments on the fly, allowing us to, get in and out of the huddle. So for the most part, I thought communication, everything was fine.
Yes, we're on with Marcus Mariota, naturally the quarterback for the Titans. And since you're talking about the offense there, Marcus, man, did you watch the Rams versus the Raiders and try to see if you you notice any plays that y'all run?
Honestly, I didn't catch much of the game. It was on kind of late. but
right, it was. I wanted to have.
Yeah, but I mean, I think when you look at it, there's definitely some similarities, and I thought those guys played well.
Man, the hit on LaJuan, I know it was on our sideline. Did you see the hit, and what were you thinking when all that went down, as the quarterback?
Well, when the play happened, I didn't. I was looking at, the ball carrier, and then when he went down, I was kind of taking off into the sideline, and then I kind of heard some commotion, and I turned around, and I kind of saw Taylor pop up and saw really what was going on. I had no idea really what happened until I saw it. We went back in for a delay, and there's no place for that, the NFL talks about player safety all the time, and we've got to do a better job of finding ways to protect our guys, when plays break down or when things kind of get extended like that. And I'm just glad that he's all right.
Yeah, as he talked about the player actually hitting, talked about putting him in a body bag while he was on his sideline. I don't know if you guys talked about it, but I hope you guys play that back to the team when y'all play the Dolphins the next time. That was unprofessional for sure. Those things shouldn't happen out there. But, you talked about your decision to go back in, and I've been in those situations, and I felt like I made the wrong decision numerous times. Just take us through the thought process beforehand, what you thought about if you could actually play and what you could get done, and then coming to the decision that you couldn't, you were really hurting the team.
Yeah, I mean, as a competitor, you never want to take yourself out.
Right.
And that, I think, is one of the hardest decisions that any athlete has to make. And, that was something that I struggled at. And, even after the game, you kind of sit down in your locker and you're like, man, did I make the right decision? And, when you look back on it, I just kind of go through the process of, can I go out there and get the job done? And at that point in time, I thought I could. I thought I can go out there and help my team win. As the game kind of progressed, I realized that I was doing more harm than really any good. And, it's one of those things that it's hard. I don't want any other athlete to ever go through that, because it is a difficult decision.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, give us, I guess, how much we've seen of the offense through game one.
I don't know. I can't give you a specific number. I mean, I think week in and week out, you're going to have some game plan deals. I think Matt, again, does a great job of trying to put our guys in the best situations possible. And, you know, sometimes that's unique things. You know, you're getting in and out of different formations. And, again, got to give a lot of credit to Matt. But I think as we go forward, they'll find more creative ways to get our guys the ball, and we'll see what that looks like.
Well, typically, Marcus, in year four for the quarterbacks, it's usually a maturation process where they get to a point where they kind of, you know, take over games. Do you feel the pressure in your contract and everything else is going on? Do you feel the pressure of performing at a high level every game, week in and week out, coming into this season?
No, I really, you can't think about those kinds of things. All that stuff off the field will take care of itself. I'm just trying to do my best to win games and you know, win games for these guys in the locker room. Because when it comes down to it, all the hard work, everything that you do with these guys, the results is part of it. But you want to just go out there and play well for these guys and be the best teammate possible.
Marcus, I'm not the first person to ask you this question, but, you know, we learn the importance of a quarterback throwing to the correct shoulder of a receiver. And I guess, you know, you threw behind Stocker, on the play that got you inside the five, and threw behind Corey Davis on the fourth down play. You know, how big a priority is it for you to be a little bit more pinpoint on throws like that?
It's very important. And, you know, obviously those are plays that I wish I could have back. You know, you got to give our guys a chance to make some happen with the ball. You know, and that just comes down to accuracy and things that I can correct, things that I feel like are easily correctable, and I'll get back to it.
Do you feel like you were maybe a little too tentative out there?
Not at all. Not at all.
You burned two early timeouts. Was that miscommunication or what happened there?
No, that's more on me. I was just trying to figure out the best play to get in and out of, and, you know, I ran out of time. And, you know, you don't want to take a delay game. You don't want to kind of stifle yourself and lose yards and get in situations where you're second and third and long. So I burned those timeouts thinking that we could continue forward and hopefully continue the process of the drive.
How do you adjust without Delanie Walker? And this is, you know, I mean, no secret here. It was almost like your security blanket out there.
Yeah, man, it's tough. You know, he's such a great player. Great guy in and out of the locker room. And, you know, we're going to have the next guy step up. And that's just part of this game. It's part of kind of the business of it. But, yeah, it's tough. It's tough to lose a guy like Delanie.
We haven't had a chance to ask you this question, but even after we saw in Miami, explain how this offense and what Matt LaFleur is trying to do seems tailored to what you do best.
Well, again, it comes down to he just wants to put our guys in the best situations possible. And, you know, whether it's manipulating formations and moving guys around, you know, we're just trying to get, you know, advantages in matchups. And that's no secret to any other offense. I think everybody else does it. But I think Matt does a great job of being creative. And, you know, moving forward, I think they'll continue to find ways to do that. We just got to do a better job executing.
Former teammate DeMarco Murray, in a very positive way, said he thought you needed to be more assertive. Did you take that to heart? Was that a legitimate criticism?
You know, people will kind of they have a picture of what they think a leader and how things should be run. But I'll never get outside of who I am. And you know, I think personally for me, you know, I've done it a certain way for a long time. I've always kind of built relationships up, and I think that's the most important thing. And you know, everyone's going to have their own opinion, but for me, I'm just going to continue to do it my way and lead the guys that, you know, I want the way that I want to, and hopefully, you know, just continue to be that guy for them.
How cool is it to have an old friend like Camille Correa, you know, traded to your team? And he looked pretty good against Miami, one of the better players on Titans defense in game one.
It's special. You know, we played together in high school, and to have it kind of come full circle, it's pretty remarkable. And again, it's nice to have a guy, a familiar face in the locker room, somebody that is from home, and it's fun again just to have his family around. It's kind of like old times, and I appreciate the fact that he's here and he's making plays for us.
Well, Marcus, man, I had never seen a game go that long, and you were involved in it. Kind of take us through all those different breaks in time and how you had, what you guys did, what did y'all eat, did y'all change clothes? Just kind of take us through some of the different things. As a player, for me, I know you're a quarterback. My emotion, I lived off my emotions to playing games. There's no way I would have been able to come up and down and yo-yo like that. But what did you guys do to stay engaged and not knowing, what was it like not knowing when the game was going to start back or not?
Yeah, you know, it was tough. It was different. You come in the locker room and they kind of say, hey, you got, there's like a 20-minute time limit or 30-minute, however long it was, of when they could kind of say, hey, all right, you have a 10-minute warm-up. So it kind of would progress through and through, and eventually over time, like, the coaches finally said, all right, you got, we're on real, you know, in 10 minutes. And during that time, really, for me, it rained, so I got out of it, kind of changed. As it kind of, the second one, when it got a little longer, taking off the tape, just kind of eating whatever was available, really just kind of, just trying to try to stay focused in the game. It really was. It's a long day, and got to give credit to the operations people here of kind of figuring that out for us and kind of keeping us engaged and getting guys fed and doing all that stuff. So it was a long day, but it was just, kind of a crazy experience.
Man, naturally, Marcus, I always have to ask you a fun question. This was the last question this time and not the first question. But, man, you live in paradise already. I've never asked you this. And I just really eating at me, and I've been waiting to ask you. Live in paradise in Hawaii, man. Where the heck did you go for vacation?
You didn't. You stayed home. You went to maybe a different island, or you went and saw family. You didn't really leave.
Staycation is the answer. Marcus, thank you so much. Really enjoyed the time, as always, and good luck this Sunday against Houston.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you.